So I wanted to share with you guys this morning, I've been reading my Jesus Calling book this week, and we've had a couple deaths of in the body, you know, family members of the people in the body. And when I read this one, which I guess I read ahead of time because it's actually today's, but I read it a couple days back, I marked it because it just kind of brings our focus back to God and that He's with us through all the stuff we're going through and the hard times and the trials of death and our family members getting hurt when we can't get with them, and you know, but we have hope. So here's what it says. It says, hope is a golden cord connecting you to heaven. This cord helps you hold your head up high, even when multiple trials are buffeting you, which I think we've had multiple trials buffeting our body. We've had a brother get in a car accident, and Glenn and Roxanne's son having trouble in prison, and deaths, and we've had attacks from every side. So I'd say we've had multiple trials buffeting this body, right? Here's what God says. I never leave your side, and I never let go of your hand. But without the cord of hope, your head may slump, and your feet may shuffle as you journey uphill with me. Hope lifts your perspective from your weary feet to the glorious view you can see from the high road. You are reminded that the road we're traveling together is ultimately a highway to heaven. When you consider this radiant destination, the roughness or smoothness of the road ahead becomes much less significant. I'm training you to hold your heart a dual focus, my continual presence and the hope of heaven. So we need to keep that as our focus, not focus on the bumps that we're going over, but what is the goal? Why are we going through it? What's the goal? What can come out of that? Because God can take anything bad and turn it for good. There's a verse that says, what Satan intended for evil, God used for good. So every situation that we're going through, every trial, every bump, every attack, all of that, God, all right, Satan intends this to evil. He intends to ruin my child's life. He intends to depress me. He intends to get me down. He intends to destroy me. Turn it for good. What can you do? What can you do? Show me. Give God a chance, because that's when He can shine and show you what He's made of. But you got to look at Him, because if we look at the junk around us, that's all we'll see. And we won't have that. So you got to hold on to that hope that the end goal makes all of this worth it.
So don't you worry about the problem that you're having. Just let go and let our God truly have it. So wipe those tears, have no doubt, brush away the fears. Jump for joy, shout the cheer, Jesus Christ our Lord is here.
Come on, y'all sing it.
Don't you worry about the problem that you're having. Just let go and let our God truly have it. So wipe those tears, have no doubt, brush away the fears. Jump for joy, shout the cheers. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is here.
Yes, He's here. I ain't done yet, now.
Keep going.
I ain't done yet.
Keep going. You
okay.
Now we have hope for a new beginning. Souls out there, we should be winning. We should be down on our knees, saying, Lord, won't you please come into my heart, come into my heart. Don't you worry about the problem that you're having. Just let go and let our God truly have it. So wipe those tears, have no doubt, brush away the fear. Jump for joy, shout the cheer, Jesus Christ our Lord is here.
Just remember, when you walk to that door, don't worry. There's nothing out there that you have to worry about.